Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com. My name is Zenaya. How may I help you?
Yes, I had made a purchase for those crystal healing stones, and I didn't realize that I had made two purchases. And afterwards, I looked at it. On the email receipt, it showed it for $9.95.
Okay, let's see here. We can go ahead and cancel that duplicate for you.
Can I get
could
that?
Could you provide?
Yes. What do you need? Go ahead.
Could you provide me with your email address?
Yes, it's Spilt Whiskey, S-P-I-L-T Whiskey, W-H-I-S-K-E-Y, and that's at hotmail.com.
Thank you. Just one moment here.
Thank you. And could I get that $9.95 price?
Yes. Give me one moment here.
Great, great. Thanks.
And you said it was Spilt Whiskey, S-T-I-L-T?
Yes, Spilt. S-P-I-L-T, Whiskey, W-H-I-S-K-E-Y.
Thank you.
At hotmail.com. Thank you.
No problem. Mr. Ralph Dutcher?
That's me.
Thank you. Let's see here. Okay, I do see here where you accidentally made that purchase twice. Now, I do see both as $39.95. Are you sure you got those for $9.95?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The thing is, I got the receipt, and then it showed it below there. It said $9.95. So my wife turned around, and she says, well, I'm going to buy one. So she bought one for $9.95.
Okay, let me check for you.
Yeah.
There may have been a sale going on.
So I'm thinking, well, what? How did you do that? Who did you talk to? She says, no one. I just used what you showed me, and I just made a purchase. I said, what?
Excuse me just one moment here. I'm going into the order screen.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Just to see if we can find. My apologies, my order screen is loading a bit slow.
That's all right, it's Saturday.
Yes, even technology wants a weekend break.
Yeah, well, I mean, because everybody's, you know, hitting hard on it, so, you know, it's still heavy on the internet. They're trying to give it free for a lot of places around here because people, you know, can't get out and do things, and people like to make orders and they don't have the internet.
All right. Hopefully they will come up with something that'll be great for all of us.
Right. Yeah, they extended one of their towers out here. I think it's Xfinity. And where I live, we can't get no internet. But we used to have Quest. We kept complaining because it was having problems. And they said, well, we can't service you anymore. And then the neighbors got it. And I said, hey, you just moved in. Do you have internet? Yeah, we just got Quest. I said, what? How's this work? Oh, it works great. I'm like, what? They just cut us off. We kept complaining. She says, well, I won't complain then. I'm like, okay. So we had to go to Verizon. We got those jet packs. And, sheesh, those are expensive.
Okay.
And then the kids are just sucking up the internet, you know, and then
yeah.
certain hours, you know, you just, everybody else is using it, and you just, like, bogged down, you're like, okay, give up. And the children are getting frustrated, and we're getting frustrated.
It's like, oh my gosh, just everybody bear with each other.
Yeah, everybody needs internet.
Between a rock and a hard place, because you're like, how do I get mad at you for wanting the same thing that I want?
Right, right. We're fighting over the same thing. And then we try, you know, writing movies for them, and they watch it one time, you know, and they're like, oh, okay. And then we take it back, and then they go, can we watch that movie again? Oh, we took it back. Well, you weren't watching it. Well, I'm going to watch it again. So we go back and get it random. And then we go, we got those online Redbox, and then they don't use it anymore. You know, they've already watched them all. So we're like, what do we do next?
You got Netflix, move on to the next best thing, and then they watch all the things in that.
Yeah, we had that Amazon Prime, and they went to that quick. It was like so boring for them. It was like waste, you know. And my wife said, well, I bought a year of that. I said, what? Yeah, but you get to order and all that stuff, too. I'm like, oh. And then we ended up, for Christmas, we ended up getting ripped off by Amazon. Because our order, it said it was $146 for this item. We forgot a couple of people. Mm. And then when I got the bill, it was like $586. And then I tried disputing it, and they said, no, that's what you ordered.
That's crazy.
And that's the first time it's ever happened to me. Yeah, I figured they would...
More helping towards something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, what can you expect from people?
Right, and then we had somebody steal some of our presents. We had put a trash bag of presents outside, and we put tape in there, and we were going to put the wrapping paper. And, well, I said, did you get the wrapping paper? And I said, I thought you did. So I went back inside. And I couldn't find it, and she came back inside to help me. And we heard somebody driving up. We didn't realize it. And I said, "Who? Somebody expect anybody? No. It was delivery? No, it's Sunday. Well, FedEx delivers on Sundays." I said, "I don't know." And went outside, and not realizing, we started getting in the vehicle. And I said, where's the presents? I said, look back there in the back seat. I thought you set them on the ground. Oh, my God, they took our presents.
Like, oh, my goodness.
400 and some dollars worth of presents.
They took your, oh, my God.
They took our half of our Christmas. We had wrapped some of it, and we were going to go take it to my mom's, and we're going to go wrap over there with her. We're going to wrap our presents together and everything, you know. And they were gone. The only thing we had left was the wrapping paper that we just forgot.
That's so sick. It's wrong with people.
Yeah, I know. How do they know that the presents were in there? Are they watching us, or are they just they're gonna take our trash?
They have to be watching you.
I don't know. And then I asked the neighbors, "Have you seen anything? You see anything?" No. I was at work, and then the neighbors had surveillance cameras, but I guess it wasn't working.
Just their luck.
Yeah, so now we got surveillance cameras. Cost us like $1,500.
My apologies for that, but at least now you
That's
all can
terrible.
Be safe.
Yeah.
You know,
lots of children outside and the dogs.
You expect everyone to be, if not like you, just have common decency, but it's so many evil people in the world.
Yeah. And the thing is, the cameras that was pointed towards our house, towards the road, didn't work. But the vehicle went up towards their side, other side of the house, and you could just barely see the front of the vehicle. It was like a green Jeep, like an old one. You know, it was like the bumper was like half bumper was gone on it, but we couldn't get enough description of the vehicle for the cops to. Look for it. So we'll go, can you look for a vehicle with no bump, half a bumper? Because we got better things to do. They look for bumpers.
Right. And honestly, if they hit you, they probably hit a few more houses. And I'm like, why? I understand that you may be going through something, but you put other people in a bind when you do things like that.
Yeah. I asked the other neighbors too. And said, no, we don't leave our presents out in the street. Okay.
I'm like, okay, don't be smart. Okay.
Yeah, like, you're an idiot. You know, like, okay, I feel like I did. Now you feel, I get it, I get it.
Oh, yeah. No. Chris, less of a mess to do it outside. I would think that's smart, especially because my niece has an infatuation where she likes the glittery things. So we buy the wrapping paper that has like the little different colors of confetti. But I'm like, not in my house, not on my
room. Oh yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess that could be a real disaster. And that stuff goes everywhere. The dog, everywhere.
Oh my God! I'm like, I wasn't in my bed. How is there glitter?
Yeah, I know. My daughter had some glitter, and I guess she put some on me. And my wife said, "What the heck is? Where have you been?" She said, I was at the strip club or something. I said, "No, I've been sitting here watching the kids." And she goes, "Well, I had to ask you." She goes, "Yeah, Mom, you want some?" She goes, "No, I do not." But she's freaking out, like, what the heck? Where you been?
Where have you been? I've just been with the kids, okay?
Then we just sit there and laugh about it, yeah. But it was, I had to laugh too.
But I was indeed, I do see here, there is an offer for the $9.95 Healing Crystals Collection. So I can go ahead and do that for you.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Give me just one moment here. I'm in, but I just got to make sure everything is correct for you.
Sure. Well, if I didn't bill it twice, I guess I wouldn't have found out the price. And so I guess, you know.
And they offered a
nice conversation
a sale,
with you as well. I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I said it was good to find a good price like that, you know, making a mistake. And then you've been very nice. I appreciate that as well.
Oh, no problem at all. People are usually, I feel like you never know what someone's going through or what's the day they've had. So if you're like, at least I had one good conversation.
I feel the same way. I mean, sometimes, you know, we're calling the doctor's office and say, can you hold? What was that click? I'm like, hello, hello,
hello.
And you sit
are
there
you
and
there?
Hold and hold. Yeah, and then they hang up on you. You're sitting there for 15 minutes, and they hang up on you. And you call back. Then they answer you even ruder than the first time. Yes. I'm like, is this the doctor's office? Yes, it is. How can I help you? What's
I'm
your name?
Sorry.
And you know, they didn't introduce themselves. I guess they just got off, hung up on me, and called their husband or something. I don't know. Or our boyfriend had got a big old argument at the door. I don't know. But and then I just hang up on them because they're so rude. And I said, oh, wait a minute, I'll call back. Maybe I'll speak to somebody else.
Yeah. And I hate that because I'm like, you, okay, you're having a rough day, but we're all kind of having rough days. Let's not make anyone's days harder than it, what it has to be.
Exactly. You know, we're all locked in, you know, and you know, it seemed like it was getting bad before COVID, but since COVID, you know, it's pretty come to a toll here that everybody's just pretty much going crazy.
Honestly, we were cooped in together for a year.
Anyway, I
didn't go anywhere, so it didn't change my life too much. But I could understand if you're not used to someone being around you, like you all have different work schedules, you maybe just see each other on weekends, and now you have to be around each other 24/7. You realize
bumping
how much
elbows.
You really don't like.
Yeah,
you really don't like
you know,
to chew their food.
Exactly, and then you were just going through the food like crazy, and then you know, like what? You didn't say none of that. You know, it just goes on and on and on. But and then even I had a crazy driver the other day. Well, my wife's phone wasn't working, and I handed her my phone. And, here comes the kids. And then I handed her mine, and it was on Bluetooth for my vehicle. So I hand it back to me, and I chucked the Bluetooth off, and this guy pulls up. What the heck are you taking pictures of, bro? I said, excuse me? He goes, what's so beautiful you got to take a picture of, bro? I said, take a picture of. Yeah, I saw you on the phone, man. I said,
I was cutting my Bluetooth.
I was handing my wife the phone. He goes, yeah, man, you know what? You better keep that phone down next time I see you. I'm going to run you off the road. And he swerved through my lane like that and opened his eyes all big. He was like some big old body. You locked your brother out. Some big old bodybuilder dude. He was looked all mad. I'm like, whoa.
Like, whoa.
And I didn't even know what was going on. Yeah, I was like, what the heck? I didn't understand what was going on. I said, I handed my wife the phone, bro. And he even got mad because I mocked him. You know, I was like, oh, she said, you better just lay off this guy.
Like, even if you were taking a picture, what? He may have just liked your car. Like, please.
I don't know. Yeah. That's like, geez, this guy is just angry. You know, he just doesn't like, just because everybody's driving and talking. You know, you even see the elderly people. They got their cell phones out, you know, and they're sitting there in their parking lot on the phone, and, you know, we're at McDonald's, and we couldn't even get out because this lady was on the phone, and she's waving everybody to go by, and they were talking, we can't get by you. But people are lined up on the side, you know, they had, like, double drive-thrus, and I'm like, jeez.
Uh-huh.
It's just totally mad.
I understand. It's enough to drive you mad because you're trying to keep sane because everybody else is acting insane, but you're like, I'm just going to lose my mind trying to do this.
Yes, yes, it's like everybody's just bumping elbows everywhere, you know, we're just so, I don't know, so stressed out. I could understand some of it, you know, but I see the other people the way they are, it makes me think, whoa, I need to, you know, this guy just cut me off, I'm just going to let him slide by, I'm not going to honk at him because he might turn around and shoot me.
And that's sad you have to think that way, but it's a serious way to think if you want to stay safe.
Yeah, I know. You throw your arms up anymore, they think you have a gun. They're going to start trying to shoot at you.
Gorgeous. I don't know. I thought maybe the pandemic would bring
people closer together.
Yeah, but now it's just like it's bringing people to just want to elbow each other in the side.
To the edge, yeah. We're on the edge here. It just, you know, and then they put these new roundabouts in their neighborhood. They took the lights out, and it costed like $80,000 just to take the lights out. Then they charge another $120,000 to put the roundabout in. And we already had like 18 accidents in like 2 months.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, because people are trying to speed through before somebody gets there, you know, or people are going over it, you know. Or take a shortcut and cut through this side to go to the other side, and they're just banging everybody up. You're seeing car parts all over the place, glass everywhere. You know, I haven't seen a little doll broken in pieces. I'm like, oh my god, that must have been terrible. It's just, I don't know what they're thinking and why they're trying to keep it safer
and just created a problem.
Yeah, they said, oh, it's going to save, yeah, it's a bigger problem, but, you know, so it's going to save electricity, and now it's going to be safer with the roundabout, but everybody has to slow down. No, they're just going to race faster to cut into the next person's lane.
Right.
It's kind of like in the freeway, you know, it's 65 miles an hour. Set it to 75. Because everybody's going 80 or 90 now. What are they going to do 100, 120? They have
people
these barricades. Yeah. I mean, you put a higher speed limit. It means, oh, I could go faster than that. I could still go 15 over that. But anyway, I could go on and on and on and on, and I won't.
Oh, no, you're fine. Let's see here. Is your shipping address 7 Alien, A-L-L-I-A-N, Avenue?
Yes. Yes.
And that's Los Lunas, New Mexico, 87031.
Yes, that's correct.
Is that your billing address as well?
Yes, that's correct. It's the same.
All right. Excuse me.
No problem. Oh, yeah, well, another question. What,
yeah.
Could you add an, would it be too much trouble to add another one on there for 99 cents? That price is so cheap.
You would like two of them?
Do you have to back up and start over again? Or?
Oh, no, you're fine. You were
just like two
of the little healing collections?
Yeah, maybe give one to my mother or something.
That's no problem. We can do that. Excuse me.
Great, thank you. Who's wet? I got a double hug and somebody's all wet.
And what type of card would you like to pay with today, Visa or MasterCard?
Okay. It's a Visa. It's a Visa.
Okay. Let's see here. And I am ready for that card number. What you are?
Okay. It's 4342.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to stop you, but as soon as you said the first two numbers, it broke up. I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, I know. I'm having the same problem, too. I don't know. Verizon. It's supposed to be the best. Anyway, 4342. 5750-1809-9721. I want to repeat that and make sure.
Yeah. That is 4342-5750-1809-9721.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And what will be that expiration date?
It's 3/25.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And the security code?
It's 116.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, I'm on the phone here, you guys. Give me a minute. Don't hold them down like that.
Just a moment here, since we're doing two, they're processing separately.
Oh,
and I can go ahead and do your refund while we're doing that as well.
Oh, okay, great. What's the temperatures out there where you're at?
The temperature here, I'm really not sure, simply because I'm not going outside. It's been raining a lot. We had some storm weather come through. I'm in Alabama.
Ooh.
And around this time, we only get two things, hot weather and rain, but it's been a weird mixture of both recently, in which it's hot and humid, but then you get the rain
like
that comes through. And I'm like, why are we...
Yeah, well, that's good. It's been so dry over here. There's so many forest fires. And we're getting all the smoke from Arizona, and then we have a fire in the Gila National Forest, and we've been having forest fires in Gila like the last 6 or 7 years now, and it's nothing much left of it.
Oh, goodness.
It's terrible.
Yeah, we just had... We had to have people come out to remove the trees that fell from the last storm that happened literally just last month. It was so bad. It hit the power lines. Luckily, it wasn't close to us, but it was on the other side. And so, you know, being a small area, it knocked everyone's power out for the time being. And so we're all sitting around like, now we're scared. I'm a scared person. I am scared of thunder. So I'm sitting in the bed scared. And I'm like, now we have no power.
Yeah,
I'm freaking out. He's like, calm down. Just calm down. It's okay.
That's kind of close. That's really close. Yeah. We haven't had like those little, what do you call those little wind devils, I guess you call it, like little tornadoes. We'll be getting a lot of those. And matter of fact, I had to hang on to the fence.
Oh, my.
Kept outside, walking the dog, and And they just came by, took my hat, never seeing it again. And then we had a little a family pool. We were draining it, and it took that as well. And we saw that a couple of miles down the street, stuck on a tractor. So.
Oh my goodness.
We had like three or four of those in like the last 2 weeks.
And it's like, do you think something would be on our side? We're just coming out of a pandemic. Can we at least have some decent weather now that we're able to go back outside again? But they're like, no, you're fine.
Yeah. You know, and the preachers are just taking it and they're, you know, hey, this is the, where they, labor pains of what's going to happen in the Bible. I'm like, what? You know, it's just the beginning. I'm like, oh no.
My goodness gracious.
You're trying to get us to feel better about going out. You know, you're scaring us.
Right. Fearmonger at the highest extent. Yeah. But I'm like, I think the Lord knows I'm not ready yet. I still have some things to work out.
I mean, I might have some plans for you. You don't know. Nobody knows, but you might be here preaching here next couple of years. You never know.
Hey, you never know.
Right.
I always joke with my mother. I'm like, you may want to just pray for me. Because if it's time now, I don't think I'm ready.
Right. Right, exactly. Well said.
She's like, you're going to be fine. What do you mean you're not ready? She freaks out. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm nothing.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear with the children.
Oh, you're fine. I give her a hard time, and she freaks out because she's like, why would you say that? And I'm like, it's okay.
Oh. Are you at home or are you at work?
I actually have a office within my home, so...
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
All right. So let's see here.
Yeah, so no hostile work environment. That's good.
No. No hostile work environment. Only a little Yorkie that comes to the door. And he's so well-mannered. He doesn't bark, but he, like, taps the door, like, let me in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have a dog like that. Sugar. She lets us know when she wants to come in or not. It's too hot out. She's like, okay, I'm ready to come in. And then she goes to the door and she scratches at it. She goes, okay, I'm ready to go back out.
Okay. She'll sit in my lap for a little bit. Won't make any noise. But then she gets down, taps the door. I'm like, I want to go out. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
It was nice having your company.
Yeah. It's good that they let you know.
It's
hard to train some of these dogs. They're just hard to have patience with them, especially if you don't have much time. But since COVID and everything, that gave me a lot of time. They're running and jumping off the furniture. Chasing the dog around, of course.
Of course. Kids just have the best life to live.
Yeah, I wish I was a kid again. I wish I didn't have to grow up.
Right. I tell my niece, I'm like, as I buy her more stuff, I'm like, you're so lucky that this is your life.
Right.
You only get to sit here and just live. You ask her something, if dad won't get it, you call me. So.
Yeah, and then they're hungry. You just feed them, and then they go
back into the world.
Children. Yeah, having children is another different world. They gotta. Oof, I didn't want to go into that.
I completely understand, and I don't even have kids. My niece just takes all my money enough.
Jeez, well, that's good. That's good. I wasn't planning on it, and then we're like, okay, it's getting kind of lonely over here by ourselves, and now it's all crazyville all the time now. When they're apart from each other, like one's, you know, sick or something or whatever, or one's with the grandmother or the my wife, whatever. They're angels, but when they get together, oh my goodness, forget it.
Forget about it.
Yeah, you gotta try to keep them separated, because if not, they're gonna break something, or they do something crazy, you know, like they threw their shoes up on the telephone line. I'm like, why'd you do that for? Because everybody else does it. Yeah, but those are brand new shoes.
Oh. You took the brand new shoes and threw them up there.
You know, you, at the end of school, you throw your old pair of shoes, not throw your brand
not
new.
Not the
pair
new.
Of shoes. Not the new ones. Oh, can you buy me a new pair of shoes?
No, not if you're going
to. What? I said, why? I said, because you threw your new shoes up there. Those you're supposed to throw your old ones. Is there a rule for that? I said, no, but you just don't throw new shoes away. I didn't throw them away. They're still up there. I said, I'm not going to go get them. Can you call somebody? No.
No.
Can you call the fire department? Come get your shoes. That's a good idea. I said, no. They only get cats off there. We don't have a cat. I said, I know we don't have a cat. Then what do we do? I said, I don't
you
know.
Let the shoe
Wait fight. For a good windstorm. Yeah. The shoe fairy.
One gets teeth,
yeah.
The other gets shoes.
Right. Yeah, so it's just nuts having kids. You just don't know what they're going to do next.
And my fiance, I believe he longs for it, because he had a big family. He has five brothers, and he's the oldest, so he likes that family aspect. But it was only me and my brother, and we're 11 years apart. So a lot of the time, I grew up alone, and I'm like, why do you want somebody else in here making all this noise?
Right. Yeah, breaks of concentration, especially, you know, when you're 11 years apart, that's a big difference. Yeah,
I
and,
joke with
them.
I joke with them all the time. I tell them, you're enough. You're
enough. How old is he?
He is 28.
Oh, 28.
Yeah, so he's like, I want to have at least one before I'm 30, but I'm 21, and I'm like, yeah, all time. Maybe never.
Sheesh, that's kind of young, but I don't. I notice a lot of people these days are decide not to have children, and you know, it's that's fine, you know. But the thing is, when you get too old, I mean, you don't really have the patience.
Now, yeah, it is. And I told him, I said, I'll give him this if I'll give it to 25. If after 25, I still don't want any kids. That's just it.
Yeah. Well, my next door neighbor, his daughter, she's 37, and she doesn't want children. But she wants, you know, she's running a business and everything, and she just doesn't have time for it, I guess. I don't know. And I asked him, I said, is it maybe later I think she's going to want children later? He was like, I don't know, and I don't care. He told me, I said, okay. I'm not going
like,
to watch
that.
Him. So, well, his wife died, so he's by himself. And she's in, where is it? She's in, I can't remember, some part of Philadelphia. She used to live in New York. She just bought a nice house in the suburbs away from New York. It's, you know, it's so crowded and so expensive. And it's a really nice house and everything. And then they just bought another Subaru, and they're all happy about that. And that's all she needs. That's what she says. That's all I need. And she's a manager for the Gap.
Oh, nice.
The Gap clothes. Yeah. So she's always wearing those stylish clothes when she comes over here, and you know, and those big old shoes. And then her husband, she's like 5 foot tall, and her husband's like 6'4". Said, how does he get in that car? So he can get in fine, just can't get out very good. Said, oh, okay, that doesn't make sense.
Let's see. Everybody thinks that my fiance is tall until they actually meet him, because in pictures he's 5'5", 5'6" on a good day with shoes on. But I'm mm-hmm. it. So when we take pictures together, of course, it looks like he towers over me. I'm like, no, like, he's actually a very short person. We're a short family.
Were you wearing high heels or were you wearing your flats?
I tend to wear flats, so even when I wear heels, it puts me at a nice 5'3", depending on. And so even when I have heels on, I'm not taller than him. But I'm like, he's not tall, you guys. You guys are, I'm not, I don't know who led you all to be.
Well, it's the illusion, huh? Huh?
It's the illusion. I said, if it makes him feel nice, then that's fine. But I told him all the time, I'm like, you know you're not tall, right? You're like, I'm taller.
You
got to
keep
you.
Reminding him, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I keep him
level.
He'll
settle in one of these days.
But I was able to successfully go ahead and do the two charges of the $9.95 healing crystal system, and I refunded you back both charges of $39.95.
Awesome.
You should see
yeah,
those
awesome.
Reflecting back immediately. If you don't see it immediately, we just always advise to give it 3 to 5 business days. That's normal bank time for a reversal, but it usually goes ahead and does it immediately.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
again,
sure.
Nice talking to you.
It's no problem. It was nice talking to you as well. Did you need any further help today?
Oh, no, I hope not. I think everything's settled.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com. You have a great day and stay safe.
Good to you. And stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.